Phoenix Audio presents
Day of Judgment by Jack Higgins, read by Aidan Gillett. Berlin, 1963. Chapter 1. As Mayer turned the corner in the old hearse, he reduced speed, his hands slippery with sweat as they gripped the wheel, his stomach tightening as he drove towards the checkpoint, clear in the night under the harsh white light of the arc lamps. "I must be mad," he said softly. "Crazy. The last time, I swear it." There were two Vopos at the red and white barrier wearing old-fashioned Wehrmacht raincoats, rifles slung. An officer lounged in the doorway of the hut smoking a cigarette. Mayer braked to a halt and got out as one of the sentries opened the door. The street ran to the wall itself through an area in which every house had been demolished. Beyond, in a patch of light, was the Western Zone checkpoint. He fumbled for his papers and the officer came forward.
"You again, Herr Mayer. And what have we this time? More corpses?"
Mayer passed his documents across. "Only one, Herr Lieutenant." He peered anxiously at the officer through steel-rimmed spectacles. With his shock of untidy grey hair, the fraying collar, the shabby overcoat, he looked more like an unsuccessful musician than anything else.
"Anna Schultz," the lieutenant said. "Age 19. A trifle young, even for these hard times."
"Suicide," Mayer explained. "Her only relatives are an uncle and aunt in the Western Zone. They've claimed her body." One of the Vopos had the back of the hearse open and was starting on the brass screws of the ornate coffin lid. Mayer hastily grabbed his arm. The lieutenant said,
"So you don't want us to look into the coffin? Now why should that be, I wonder?"
Mayer, wiping sweat from his face with a handkerchief, seemed at a loss for words. At that moment, a small truck pulled in behind. The driver leaned out of the window.